Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Friday the 23rd of August. Bank of Japan Governor Ueda was sounding somewhat hawkish in comments to the Japanese Diet. In recent years, comments from the Bank of Japan Governor have not perhaps attracted too much international attention. In the wake of recent market volatility, that situation has changed a little. To the extent that yen-financed carry trades contributed to market volatility, Ueda's comments might be seen as concerning. But presumably, carry trades are now less of a feature of financial markets. Ueda did reference the instability of global markets in their remarks, which is probably a necessary caveat to the overall hawkish tone. But the yen still strengthened a little in the aftermath. Japan's national July consumer price inflation data was unexciting and broadly in line with expectations. The central banker's summer camp at Jackson Hole always means that there are a lot of central bank speeches. Honestly, it's the well-reasoned research papers published away from the headlines that offer most interest to economists. But there are a couple of central bank leaders speaking today, grabbing the headlines. Bank of England Governor Bailey is presiding over an easing cycle already. The UK economy is more interest rate sensitive than most because of the mortgage structure, but it's less interest rate sensitive than it used to be because demographics means that more people have paid off their mortgages and own their houses outright. We'll also be hearing from US Federal Reserve Chair Powell, or more hopefully from one of the economists at the Fed who writes Powell's speeches. The topic is the economic outlook, which implies something forward-looking rather than the insistence on being data-dependent. Previous Fed chairs might have used a speech like this to talk about the medium-term policy framework. This is just what Jackson Hole is supposed to be about. That seems less likely, as Powell may not be capable of delivering that. They certainly have not done so hitherto. The ECB is delivering inflation expectations data, which are of limited use. Yesterday's negotiated wage data is more relevant. It slowed to 3.6% year over year. Inflation expectations only matter if they're changing behaviour in an economy, whether that is wage-setting behaviour or consumer spending patterns. There's little evidence of any meaningful shifts taking place at the moment. Europeans also have not politicised inflation to quite the same extent as has taken place in the United States. The focus has been on how to deal with the inflation's consequences, not on blaming governments as being the cause of inflation. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investor investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.